You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we come to the Holy Church on the fourth of the five Sundays of the Holy and Great Lent. Last weekend, on the Feast of the Cross, we pointed out that this was the halfway point of Great Lent. But, as we often say here, denial is more than a river in Egypt. We often don't really embrace the fact that the fast is passing until it's gone, at which point we look back at it and we wonder what happened. Well, brothers and sisters, today the Holy Church appoints for our commemoration a very interesting saint, Saint John of the Ladder. Now, he is not named as Saint John of the Ladder because he was a ladder maker. Sometimes saints are named after the obedience that they had. Not the case here. Saint John wrote a book called The Ladder of Divine Ascent, in which he enumerates the different rungs of the virtues that we are trying to ascend to get to the heavenly kingdom, and the struggles against the vices that are trying to pull us down. The icon of the feast is over there, kind of behind Natalia and beside Helen, and I think it's a very instructive icon. It's very graphically clear what is happening there. You see a ladder, you see monks ascending the ladder, and some falling down. You see there are demons fighting against them, trying to push them off the ladder. Some of us can read a book and learn a lot from that. Others of us are more graphic learners, and the Holy Church gives us iconography to help us, especially in this way. Perhaps it would be better if somebody supervised the kids here so that we don't have anyone on fire during the sermon. I mean, we want people on fire for God, but not otherwise on fire. Today also, brothers and sisters, we have been visited by the ancient, miraculous, wonder-working icon of curse of the Mother of God. For those who like rhetorical devices, I think this is a really nice Sunday for all of this to come together. We talk about St. John of the Ladder and the Divine Ascent. We also often talk about the Mother of God as the heavenly ladder by which God came down. Right? That's not an uncommon turn of phrase that we hear. So here we have two ladders. One is sort of up, and one is down. And to me, that really corresponds nicely to the gospel reading that was appointed for this day. The man comes with his son to Christ. He's got the child with the demon. The apostles can't cast him out. And he says to him, just believe. And he says, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. This should be something I would venture to guess, or maybe I'm imposing my own spiritual life on you, that we are all very familiar with. This kind of a phrase, where we turn to God and ask him to help us to strengthen our faith. Because faith, brothers and sisters, is something real. It's not something you make up in your brain. It's not some kind of a mental problem. Faith is something that is divine and given into the heart of man. But although you will find no society that has ever existed on the face of the earth that did not have faith, we don't always kindle that divine spark that we are given. In fact, if we are frank and open with ourselves, we sort of treat that spark like a really overzealous fireman, and we are trying to put it out all the time. But when we finally come to our senses and stop fighting that fire, how do we strengthen our faith? Look at the words of the man in today's gospel. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. And here's where the ladders come back. You see, brothers and sisters, you're not going to conjure up faith from within yourself. Faith is something that is a gift that God gives. And if we want a gift, we need to ask for that. And moreover, if we would like to have a relationship with someone, a good way to destroy that relationship would be to never talk to that person, to try to make that person guess exactly what you're thinking and what you want. That's an excellent way to destroy it. If we want to have a relationship with God, if we are sort of sitting here just tapping our foots, you know, God, you got to know what I want. Of course he knows what we want. He wants to give us what we need. Want and need are two completely different verbs. We totally combine those in our sort of Western outlook. If I want it, I must need it. Not true. And every parent knows that that is also true. Every child will ask for candy or for a toy or for this or for that. Any parent who just sort of hands into the hand the child anything that they are asking for realizes, God willing, they realize that they are destroying the child. And God is our sort of proto-parent, the one who cares about our soul even more than we do, is going to give us what we need. But we need to ask, brothers and sisters. We need to ask. We need to pray. We need to be in church. We need to be partaking of the holy mysteries. We need to struggle. If we are sort of sitting at the racetrack watching the horses and making our bets and wondering why God is not sort of imposing himself on us, it's because God loves us. God doesn't impose. He invites. God asks us to exercise our free will to glorify him. And as we do that, we are transformed. And as we do that, we draw nearer to him. And so on and so forth. We become his children. That's open to everyone. Whether you are here every Sunday listening to me inanely mention the same things, or whether you are visiting just for the first time, or maybe you've been here a couple of times before. You see, this is God's house. This is not my house. It's not actually even just your house. It's everyone's house. Everyone who isn't even here. The ladder of the virtues is open to all of us. The ladder by which God became man, the most holy Theotokos, also open for all of us. Our prayers that we ask her to bring to her son are very much, in fact, brought there. But just as every parent understands that you don't just jump at whatever your kid wants, God is the same. He will give us, brothers and sisters. And if we just stamp our foot and scream and yell and say, I know better than you, God, which is what we really say in our heart, even if we don't say it with our lips, eventually he might give it. As the saying goes in English, be careful what you pray for because you just might get it. So brothers and sisters, let's take this opportunity, this second to last Sunday of the Holy and Great Lent, and let's examine ourselves. The Lord often opens to us a sort of spiritual mirror whereby during Great Lent we have this special opportunity to really see ourselves for who we are. Of course, we look away, all of us, because what we see in the mirror is not the fantasy that we have created of who we are. But if we can look there, brothers and sisters, if we can see our spiritual weakness, if we can see our falls, if we can see our sins, if we can see our vices, then we can work on them. We can begin to ascend that ladder of divine ascent. That book that St. John of the Ladder wrote, which helps to guide us to the heavenly kingdom. And we can turn, especially today on this special day when the cursed root icon is with us, we can turn, brothers and sisters, to the Mother of God and ask her help. That is, ask her prayers before her Son and our God. And we can have great hope that coming to her with humility, coming to her with a firm desire for our salvation, coming to her and asking her prayers before her Son and our God for what is best for us, that in fact we will get it. And that if we turn to her and ask her prayers before her Son and our God to strengthen us in being more often in church, to strengthen us to pray more to our Lord so our relationship grows, to transform, to transfigure, to really become a Christian, not just in name only, but truly, then we can have great hope, brothers and sisters, that our prayers will appear before the Lord and that they will return to us as a blessing from on high. May the Lord grant this to all of us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.